Thank you for joining Dr. Cheryl Davis and today's edition of Truth Matters. Dr. Davis continues her teaching in the book of Daniel and will conclude with the final four chapters. Today, she speaks of Daniel's vision of four mighty rulers that collide in military and political conflict, setting the stage for the Antichrist's government that will rule planet Earth during her final 7 years under man and Satan's dominion. This leader, the Antichrist, will appear on the world stage as a peacemaker between Israel and the nations. But his agenda is not peace, but war and human suffering. He is a tyrant of all tyrants and exalts himself on earth as God Almighty, forcing many to worship him. As we journey through these final four chapters in Daniel, we get a heavenly worldview of what is to come and God's timeline to end wickedness and restore righteousness. It starts with the identity of this man of sin, the Antichrist, the false Messiah, and a fraudulent 7-year peace treaty with Israel and the nations. The drama continues from a false peace to global war and the countdown to Armageddon, the return of Jesus, and his millennial rule of earth. From Daniel chapter 12, the truth train will continue the journey with Dr. Davis leading us in a chapter-by-chapter, verse-by-verse study of the book of Revelation and the glorious visions Jesus gave the Apostle John. Now, here's Dr. Davis with today's lesson, The Little Horn.
We are continuing through our prophetic series in the chapters of Daniel. Cyrus the Persian and his son Cambyses II built the largest empire the world had seen to that day. It moved in every direction and no other kingdom could stand before them. The goat passage in verses 5-7 is one of the most amazing passages in the prophetic word. First, the identification of the goat is not difficult. The Grecian empire followed that of the Medo-Persians. The first Greek colony was established by an oracle that sent a goat for a guide to build a city. The goat came to the region of Greece, and in gratitude for the goats leading them in the right direction, they called the city Agia, meaning the goat city. The name of the sea upon whose shores the city was built is called the Aegean Sea or the Goat Sea. Five amazing prophecies are made in this passage that were just fulfilled in history down to the most minute details. These five prophecies are, first, the larger horn between the eyes is that of the first king, Alexander the Great. For 12 years, Greece built a kingdom without losing a battle. This was predicted 200 years before. And if you see how fast the goat comes in, we are looking at the speed in which Alexander the Great was able to conquer the world. Two, it is in the reputation of the king. Alexander the Great, his parents built him for success. When he was growing up, his mother taught him that he was a descendant of Achilles and Hercules. No wonder the kid was motivated. When he was just a little boy, there was a horse that everyone in his family had tried to break, but no one could do it. Alexander said, "I'll do it," and he did. According to historians, this was the horse that he rode in all of his great campaigns as he led the Greeks in their conquest of the world. His father, Philip of Macedon, was a great military man, and we are told that Alexander used to spend most of his time worrying there wouldn't be anything left for him to conquer because his father was such a great military leader. Clearly significant victory by Philip, he pulled his son aside and said, "Alexander, my son, seek out a kingdom worthy of yourself. Macedonia is too small for you." He told him, "Go for something big." And Alexander thought, "I'll go for the world." No wonder he had so much success because the faith of his parents had in him. Success was built in him. The third prophecy has to do with the ruin of the Medo-Persian Empire. God said to Daniel that when the notable horn, the great king, comes to power, he is going to come against the Persians and the Medes. "I saw him attack the ram furiously, striking the ram and shattering his two horns. The ram was powerless to stand against him. The goat knocked him to the ground and trampled on him, and none would rescue the ram from his power." This is verse 7 in chapter 8. When Alexander decided to take down the Medes and the Persians, he came with 35,000 troops from the west, crossed over the Hellespont, and defeated the Persian army. He swept on south and took Egypt, Tyre, and Gaza, and he retraced his steps through Syria and met an enlarged Persian army for the third time. Then he did just what the scripture said. He threw them to the ground, stomped on them, and the Medo-Persian Empire was wiped out just as predicted.
There has never been a time in history when we have had a greater understanding of who these four beasts that Daniel spoke of might be. If we are on the edge of eternity, as some believe we may be, then the four powerful beasts would likely be the U.S., China, the EU, and Russia with a coalition of Islamic states, known in scripture as Gog and Magog. We ask that you prayerfully consider these historic matters, seeking God with all your heart, studying scripture, and making a decision to follow Jesus Christ as your Savior. Dr. Davis and her team are available by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com if you need spiritual help. Join us on our next edition of Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis as we continue our journey into the prophetic Word of God. We are a ministry of the Truth Project.